A Washington man whose loaded gun went off in his school backpack, critically injuring a student, can't be charged with third-degree assault. That's the ruling today from the Washington Supreme Court. The split decision stems from a high-profile case in 2012 in Bremerton. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
A student took the gun to school in his backpack. He had taken it from his mother's boyfriend. The gun went off, striking a fellow classmate just as the kids were getting ready to go home. The Kitsap County prosecutor charged the boyfriend with third-degree assault for criminal negligence, but the Supreme Court says it didn't rise to the level of criminal culpability, even if the boyfriend was negligent. Wayne Fricke is the boyfriend's attorney.
This was, in fact, a tragedy. It'd also be a tragedy if you make someone criminally liable when they shouldn't be held liable for that type of behavior.
Russ Hauge is the prosecutor in Kitsap County. He says this decision limits prosecutors in cases where kids get their hands on loaded guns with tragic results.
The only thing left to us is possibly reckless endangerment, a gross misdemeanor. That's not enough.
Now, three justices dissented. They said the boyfriend was the person in the best position to prevent the shooting and that a jury should decide if he's criminally responsible. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.